South Africa's ruling party, the African National Congress, or ANC, is expected to announce a new leader on Sunday. The current party leader is President Jacob Zuma. It's been a bruising leadership battle in a party rife with internal disputes. In Jacob Zuma's home province of KwaZulu-Natal, there have even been murders among competing members of the ANC. Peter Granitz reports.
Police in KwaZulu-Natal province are investigating 36 murders since last year that they believe to be politically motivated, and they say the killings are within the ANC. Mayors, city managers, ward councillors, people active at the lowest level of political parties, they've all been killed, with very few convictions. Political analyst Protas Midlala pins the murders on two reasons.
Because of positions and tenders.
Positions in tenders, jobs and contracts, or for slots on candidate lists that determine who takes office after elections. Midlala says people lower on the list are hiring hitmen to kill people who would be higher on a candidate list or above them in the party hierarchy. Officials in the ANC and the police acknowledge that hitmen are being used, but blame it on a general culture of violence in the province, a large unknown amount of guns, and a high unemployment rate. The lawlessness, Midlala says, is a sign the ANC has failed its base. The poorest South Africans don't have jobs, assets, or quality educations. Social scientist Mary De Haas has tracked violence in the province since the 1980s. She says the desperation creates increasingly violent competition for seats in local government.
You get into these positions as a councillor, and that gives you major income in terms of awarding tenders, getting kickbacks.
Political violence is not new to KwaZulu-Natal. At least 15,000 people died in the province in clashes between the ANC and its rival, the Inkatha Freedom Party, in the waning years of apartheid. But with the killing today largely within the ANC, there's been pressure on President Jacob Zuma to do something about it. He's been virtually silent. The party established a commission to investigate the killings, but even participants say it's unlikely to stop the corruption that leads to them. Testifying at the commission, former KwaZulu-Natal Premier Senzo Mnunu says even good ward councillors are often corrupted.
It becomes very powerful. It can move a woman or a man, and it can throw you on the other side. My turn or our turn to eat.
Provincial party leader Sihle Zikalala denied there was systemic corruption in the party. Instead, he blamed former apartheid-era dynamics for the violence, a common ANC target.
Are we to faithfully believe that the remnant of the apartheid past would have disappeared amidst political contestation for state power and influence?
The violent competition is expected to get worse. The ANC will choose a new party leader to replace Zuma by December 20th, and that person will be the ANC nominee for president of South Africa in 2019. Political analyst Midlala says the race to succeed Zuma has splintered the party, and that's bad news in volatile KwaZulu-Natal.
I'm expecting the worst, before and after, because of the splits, the camps within the ANC, and the branches are in disarray.
And he doesn't expect the vote to unify the party or stop the violence. For NPR News, I'm Peter Granitz in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal.